Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Today is October 25th, 2017, and you're listening to an On the Spot News Brief.
Hello, this is Craig Jenke, one of your hosts for On the Spot podcast, here with Jay Leesk. And Jay, you mentioned that this was an On the Spot News Brief. Do you want to talk to our listeners about what that means?
Yeah, Craig, I mean, in the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about what's going on, why we haven't had a recent interview. We talked about kind of what the effort was to pull those interviews together, get the questions lined up, edit it, etc. I mean, a lot of people have an easy job with that. Sometimes it's a little bit harder. Craig, I think we just agreed that it was time to keep moving forward. We've still got some good interviews that we're trying to line up. I'm very excited about those. But we wanted to go with a format change. So not a total format change, but give ourselves some options at least. So in the format changes that we've got coming up, we've got three things. The interviews, like we've done in the past with Asif Rahmani, Dr. Raymond Tsai, and Matt Wade, which are great interviews. Go listen to them. They're the best. Then we've got the On the Spot News Brief. There'll be 10 to 20 minute episodes where you and I talk about some news that we find of interest. And then actually, Craig, I'm going to throw this on you. I'm going to have you talk about the third item, the community podcast.
Yeah. So I have been speaking at some SharePoint Saturdays. I did Atlanta and Kansas City. And most recently, I was out in Cincinnati and we had talked and we thought maybe it would be nice to talk to some of the other presenters out there because there's a lot of influencers, a lot of Microsoft MVPs, just a lot of smart people in general doing some cool presentations. So we thought maybe we'd take like 5-10 minutes and just do a quick interview with them about how they got started, what they're talking about, what's of interest to them, what's exciting coming up, and put those out there in a regular kind of cadence. And this weekend, I will be going to Minneapolis and doing the SPS Twin Cities, which I believe they have close to 700 people registered for. So that should be pretty good, and try to pick up a couple more. And then I know that we speak at various events throughout the year, so we'll try to get a few more interviews and add those.
The goal with any of these, the On the Spot News Brief, the community podcast, these are to get information out there, to get listeners some of our opinions and thoughts, and maybe hear from some of our friends and partners. And then that long format interview, we'll still try and go forward with those. We've got some interesting ideas coming up with some federal related technology conversations, with conversations around information management. I'm really excited about what's coming. But rather than wait for trying to knock one of those out maybe once a month or so, you know, have some stuff in the middle. So speaking of the news brief, we've got a few minutes.
Sounds good to me.
Why don't we talk about the first item of business? So Craig, you sent over to me an article, 7 Hot IT Career Trends, which I thought was...
Yeah, that was from CIO Magazine, and I just thought a couple of them, you know, we talk about in passing between ourselves, that they might be something too good to discuss. And one of them was DevOps in silos is getting cold.
So they're saying DevOps is cold.
Yeah, DevOps itself is very, very popular and very hot right now. I think the idea that we can just set them up in silos and not work with the business is what's getting cold, and that we can have different teams doing different things and producing them out. And then, you know, that may or may not work if you've got a really tiny project that you're trying to do. But when you're trying to do enterprise situations and enterprise engagements, I think those need to be more enterprise engaged, and you need to be including business analysts, and you need to have a total plan packaged around that.
Yeah, that seems to be a trend in this article. The thing that hit me the most down toward the first page was about business skills are hot. And I mean, you and I have talked about it before. My background, I come from a mix of technology and business. And that's actually my specialty, is bringing those two groups of people together to try and come up with a solution that can be delivered within the restrictions of IT and security, but meet the needs of the business. And that whole concept of business skills being hot right now, I think that's huge. Every time I'm talking to somebody about how do they get to that next step, it's like, great, you have a technology concept you're interested in, that's really good, that's important, but don't forget that you're going to have to work with these people to solve their problems. So just coming to the table as a SharePoint admin or an Azure specialist, that it's a good starting point, but you got to be able to talk a little bit more to be able to translate into a solution.
Right. So that was one of the hot topics, was that the soft skills, that talking to people, being able to present those kind of things, being empathetic towards customers, both internal and external, is very important. One of the things that I found was interesting that, you know, a lot of people know that this is really helpful to a career, but it pointed out that less than 50% of IT people will tend to focus on that. They will focus more on learning their technology piece even more in depth and more at a granular level, instead of trying to broaden out and grow those soft skills and maybe learn more business skills and how those technologies can be applied to, as you said, solve business problems.
When this article first popped up is about analytics being the hot side. You want to talk a little about that?
Yeah. So right now, there is so much data coming in, you know, with the Internet of Things, with just being able to, everything's done digitally, with, you know, how much is going to the cloud, all that. And companies with BI, you know, people are just getting this wealth of information and they're trying to figure out what to do with it. How do they mold their business? How can they take advantage of trends that they're saying? But what really is out there is, or what is lack of out there, is people that know how to take this information and analyze it and make those trends and figure out what the businesses are doing and project it. So, you know, it's like analytics is becoming the backbone of how you do anything, and like BI, Internet of Things, big data, all that stuff. You know, really got to, those are how you collect the data. Now you got to figure out what to do with it.
Yeah, the hardest part for the people that I've worked with that are in big data or in analytics, you know, the hardcore developers that sit there and really figure out how to identify patterns and whatnot, that's the hardest part, is really figuring out, okay, I've got all this information, but what do I actually do with it? What am I learning from it? What is the organization working information? One thing to store something, is nothing actually to act on it. Continental to this, all the stuff that's coming, like, with Microsoft's investing in AI and cognitive skills, it's kind of mind-blowing what you're starting to see, from things that can identify voices and pictures and text to on-the-spot translation, not to use our own podcast name. All the stuff that's coming with that cognitive services, I mean, 2 years ago would have been mind-blowing. It would have been the cutting-edge stuff. And now it's the stuff that we're seeing and kind of expecting. You know, to be able to walk up to someone with my phone and have a conversation in multiple languages but have it translate. Or those earbuds that I think Google was putting out recently, basically the babblefish of earbuds that translate the conversation you're hearing in real time. I mean, that stuff... it's crazy to see it's gone there.
Yeah, no, they're really cool. And as we've talked about before, like the HoloLens or the Google Lens, where you can actually learn and be in like a classroom environment, just sitting in your office, and those kind of things are becoming really cool. And like, I just went to Disney World for vacation. I went in the Pandora, like Flight of Passage, and that's a total virtual experience. You're sitting on like what feels like a motorcycle, but you've got the goggles on, and the room is totally like, it's a total 3D virtual experience. I mean, if you didn't know any better, you would have felt like you were flying. But, you know, and all of technology seems to be getting that way and getting that in that personal. And, you know, with that comes a lot of data and, again, a lot of analytics that has to be done and figuring out how exactly to build things like that.
Yeah, it's really exciting stuff. I'm excited to see where technology is going in the next, frankly, in the next 12 months, but in the next couple of years, to see what kind of consumer stuff we're going to see, let alone what kind of stuff we're going to see on the business side. You know, you actually sent an article to me that my initial instinct was, this is a consumer conversation. This is not something that a VP or an executive is going to be interested in. From a business standpoint, they might be interested in having it installed on their house. But the Amazon Key was announced, gosh, overnight, the last 24 hours or so?
Yeah, I saw it this morning, and I had heard rumors of something like this was coming. But so basically for $249, you can buy their key package, which is the remoteless, or the lock that allows you, the digital lock for your front door, and a camera that lets you monitor and record who's coming in and out of your door. And we had seen that before, like the Ring, I think you had mentioned, and other home security apps have that, but they're partnering it up with their package delivery service so that if you have packages, you know, of value that you don't want sitting on your front porch, you want them to be able to get in, and this alerts you that the guy is at your door. You can open the door for you, or they can have permission if you know when you're buying the package to say, okay, open up my door, and it records all of that. And yeah, you're right. It sounded very consumerish to me at first thought, but then I thought, well, you know, 5 years ago, the technology wasn't there for this. And somebody had to have the vision to see, okay, we can take this Internet of Things devices, these cameras and mobile apps, and link them all together and create a service around that somebody will actually buy. So it's taking all the different technology pieces of information out there, piecing it all together, and having the plan and the vision to implement them into a business strategy, which I find fascinating.
Yeah, the other thing that really strikes me is the pace at which this is happening. I mentioned to you, this sounds a lot like the Ring doorbell that exists. It's a simple device you install on the exterior of your house. People can ring. It's got a camera built in. It connects to your Wi-Fi. I've got an app on my phone. I can see who's there. I can talk to them. I can record it in the cloud. This goes a step further. And what I like about this is Amazon, not necessarily in this order, but Amazon took this concept that is very consumer focused, security at your house, and knowing who's there, and extended business model, saying, okay, you can go a step further. You can use it to open your door so they can put the package in your door so that package isn't stolen. I mean, how many years have we been talking about packages being stolen off doorsteps around Christmas time? Now, every night during the Christmas season, that's a big thing that's on the local news, is this package was stolen. Do you know this person? Well, now Amazon's like, hey, no longer a problem. Our delivery person, whether it's LaserShip or UPS or Postal Service, you know, they have access. You can let them in. They can put it down. You're recording it the whole time, so you know they're not doing anything crazy. They close the door, they leave. I got a dog in the front hallway rather than the front step, but at least, you know, they're looking at solving business problems, which is theft and loss of property between your warehouse and the home. They're taking a consumer solution and solving problems. Really exciting. And again, I go back to that whole, I can't wait to see what happens in technology.
Yeah, and Amazon's getting great at that. It just seems, you know, one of the other things that they're doing is with their delivery service. I heard drone delivery service, right? So they're going to use drones to deliver packages, which makes it great. But then they're also, and this kind of gets on the creepy side, can, as they're flying over your property, realize that, hey, maybe your house needs painting and make recommendations for that, or your roof needs fixing, or hey, you know, your patio furniture looks old. So, you know, again, extending the business model of, these are things that we can provide, and we just happened to notice as we're coming by.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Or even more, hey, we don't have patio furniture and it's winter season. Would you like us to put this patio cover on your shopping list? Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
So all that, you know, that is crazy. But that's about all we have time today. So how do you want to wrap this up?
Well, let's do this. So, you know, we talked about a couple of great articles. We've told you a little about what we've coming up next. What I'd say is the next you hear from us is probably going to be one of our community edition podcasts.
So that would be called On the Spot Community Edition. So, and I think it's on the road with Craig sometimes, but hopefully you'll be on the road with Jay in the future.
That would
too.
Be nice. Oh, and by the way, if you're looking for something to do on November 2nd in the afternoon, I'm hosting a webcast with Christian Buckley and Brian Levinson from Microsoft. We're going to be talking about, this is my personal focus here at AvePoint. We're going to be talking about roadblocks for federal customers onboarding to the cloud, and how to mitigate some of those roadblocks. So I'm actually really excited about it. It should be interesting.
I will be sure to listen in.
And until then,
exit stage left.
This episode brought to you by Jay Leith and Craig Denke, two guys who like to talk technology and live in a connected world. The opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the speakers only, and in no way do they represent the opinions of their employers, their customers, or their wives. This has been an On the Spot podcast production.